I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Barbara Klein with People in America in VOA Special English. Today, we tell about Wilma Rudolph, the first American woman to win 3 gold medals in 1 Olympics.
They called her the Black Pearl, the Black Gazelle, and the fastest woman in the world. In 1960, Wilma Rudolph became the first American woman to win 3 gold medals in 1 Olympics. She was an extraordinary American athlete. She also did a lot to help young athletes succeed. Wilma Rudolph was born in 1940 in St. Bethlehem, Tennessee. She was born too early and only weighed 2 kilograms. She had many illnesses when she was very young, including pneumonia and scarlet fever. She also had polio, which damaged her left leg. When she was 6 years old, she began to wear metal leg braces because she could not use that leg.
Wilma Rudolph was born into a very large, poor African-American family. She was the 20th of 22 children. Since she was sick most of the time, her brothers and sisters all helped to take care of her. They took turns rubbing her crippled leg every night. They also made sure she did not try to take off her leg braces. Every week, Wilma's mother drove her to a special doctor 80 kilometers away. Here, she got physical treatments to help heal her leg. She later said, "My doctors told me I would never walk again. My mother told me I would. I believed my mother."
Soon, her family's attention and care showed results. By the time she was 9 years old, she no longer needed her leg braces. Wilma was very happy because she could now run and play like other children. When she was 11 years old, her brothers set up a basketball hoop in the backyard. After that, she played basketball every day. As a teenager, Wilma joined the girls' basketball team at Burt High School. C.C. Gray was the coach who supervised the team. He gave her the nickname Skeeter. She did very well in high school basketball. She once scored 49 points in 1 game, which broke the Tennessee state record. Many people noted that Wilma was a very good basketball player and a very good athlete. One of these people was Ed Temple, who coached the track team of runners at Tennessee State University. Ed Temple asked C.C. Gray to organize a girls' track team at the high school. He thought Wilma Rudolph would make a very good runner. She did very well on the new track team.
Wilma Rudolph went to her first Olympic Games when she was 16 years old and still in high school. She competed in the 1956 Games in Melbourne, Australia. She was the youngest member of the United States team. She won a bronze medal, or third place, in the sprint relay event. In 1957, Wilma Rudolph entered Tennessee State University, where she joined the track team. The coach, Ed Temple, worked very hard for the girls on the team. He drove them to track competitions and made improvements to the running track with his own money. However, he was not an easy coach. For example, he would make the members of the team run one extra time around the track for every minute they were late to practice. Wilma Rudolph trained hard while in college. She did very well at her track competitions against teams from other colleges. In 1960, she set the world record for the fastest time in the 2,000-meter event. She said, "I ran and ran and ran every day, and I acquired this sense of determination, this sense of spirit that I would never, never give up, no matter what else happened."
That same year, Wilma Rudolph went to the Olympics again, this time in Rome, Italy. She won two gold medals, first place in the 100-meter and the 200-meter races. She set a new Olympic record of 23.2 seconds for the 200-meter dash. Her team also won the gold medal in the 400-meter sprint relay event, setting a world record of 44.5 seconds. These three gold medals made her one of the most popular athletes at the Rome Games. These victories made people call her the world's fastest woman.
Following a stunning victory in the 100 meters final in a time of 11 seconds, which would have been a world record but for the wind speed, Rudolph destroyed the field in the 200 meters to claim her second gold medal.
Wilma Rudolph received a lot of attention from the press and the public, but she did not forget her teammates. She said that her favorite event was the relay because she could share the victory with her teammates Martha Hudson, Lucinda Williams, and Barbara Jones. All four women were from Tennessee State University. The Associated Press named Rudolph the U.S. Female Athlete of the Year. She also appeared on television many times. Sports fans in the United States and all over the world loved and respected her. She said, "The feeling of accomplishment welled up inside of me, three Olympic gold medals. I knew that was something nobody could ever take away from me, ever."
Wilma Rudolph was a fine example for many people inside and outside the world of sports. She supported the civil rights movement, the struggle for equality between white and black people. When she came home from the Olympics, she told the governor of Tennessee that she would not attend a celebration where white and black people were separated. As a result, her homecoming parade and dinner were the first events in her hometown of Clarksville that white people and black people were able to attend together. After she retired from sports, Wilma Rudolph completed her education at Tennessee State University. She got her bachelor's degree in elementary education and became a teacher. She returned to coach the track team at Burt High School. She also worked as a commentator for women's track competitions on national television. In 1963, she married her high school boyfriend, Robert Eldridge. They had four children, but later ended their marriage. Wilma Rudolph won many important athletic awards. She was voted into the Black Athletes Hall of Fame and the United States Olympic Hall of Fame. She was also voted into the National Track and Field Hall of Fame. In 1977, she wrote a book about her life called Wilma. She wrote about her childhood problems and her athletic successes. NBC later made the book into a movie for television.
Rudolph said her greatest success was creating the Wilma Rudolph Foundation in 1981. This organization helped children in local communities to become athletes. She always wanted to help young athletes recognize how much they could succeed in their lives. She said, "The triumph can't be had without the struggle. And I know what struggle is. I have spent a lifetime trying to share what it has meant to be a woman first in the world of sports so that other young women have a chance to reach their dreams." Rudolph also influenced many athletes. One of them was another African-American runner, Florence Griffith Joyner. In 1988, Griffith Joyner became the second American woman to win 3 gold medals in 1 Olympics. She went on to win a total of 6 Olympic medals. Wilma Rudolph was very happy to see other African American female athletes succeed. She said, "I thought I'd never get to see that. Florence Griffith Joyner, every time she ran, I ran."
Wilma Rudolph died of brain cancer in 1994 in Nashville, Tennessee. She was 54 years old. She influenced athletes, African Americans, and women around the world. She was an important example of how anyone can overcome barriers and make their dreams come true. Her 1960 Olympics teammate, Bill Mullican, said, "She was beautiful, she was nice, and she was the best."
This program was written by Aaron Braswell and produced by Katie Weaver. I'm Barbara Klein.
And I'm Steve Ember. You can learn more about famous Americans at our website, voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for People in America in VOA Special English.